Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNZA. We're talking Hiawatha with head coach Wyatt Giroux, presented by Carl's Body Shop, Citizen State Bank and Trust of Hiawatha. Also want to thank Hiawatha Implements and Amberwell Health as well. Coach, I'm sure everyone's excited to get things going. We'll talk about the matchup with Baldwin on Friday night, but just the vibe and the energy, you know, going back to summer workouts and the entire offseason leading up to this point, just simply what's the vibe like around the team getting ready for week one?
We got pretty good energy. We're young, but they've had a lot of energy, and they've been having good practices. We've been practicing in the morning, doing some walkthrough stuff, some film stuff later on, but we feel pretty good. So we know that they're a pretty good opponent, but we have a pretty good group of kids that are doing well.
Feel like you mentioned youth. You're going to have some underclassmen out there getting some big minutes early, trying to get some things figured out. But, you know, at least you do got some guys returning up front that do have some experience. I look at a guy like Rafe Sheets, Jarek Shoemaker, kind of maybe being those type of team leaders. Are those big guys up front with that veteran leadership kind of taking the reins of these underclassmen and taking on that leadership role?
They are. They did a good job this summer. They both got a picked the summer captains from all of us coaches. We have a big meeting and we go over summer stuff and try ways to make it better, but they got nominated and they got picked, and they did a pretty good job, and they've done a great job this early fall too.
Yeah, another one I should have mentioned, Brenner Lowe as well, very good wrestler, multi-sport athlete. So you got, you know, returning experience on the offensive line. You know, elsewhere there's going to be kind of a lot of unknowns as you're kind of figuring some things out. Who are maybe some underclassmen that have kind of caught your eye, maybe a few players that have kind of worked their way into a potential role?
So we're going to have quite a few sophomores that are going to have to step up and play some big roles. And, you know, some of them maybe only played about 15, 20 snaps of special teams last year. But then our freshmen, I mean, we're going to have to play quite a few of them, and they had a really good middle school year last year, and they really crushed it in the weight room. And those kids are, a lot of them are multi-sport athletes, and they've done really well. So sophomore wise, it's a few kids switch positions, and like Camden Martinson, he's going to have to step up. Brody Simpson, Avery Wiss, freshman Jack Keller, Jack, Dane. That's just to name a few. So we're going to be pretty young, and hopefully each week we can get a little bit better.
Hiawatha football coach Wyatt Giroux joining us on the other side. We'll talk Baldwin, the week one matchup, the Big East, and the schedule as a whole as we'll continue our conversation with Coach Giroux after a timeout here on KNZA. Got a few more minutes here with Hiawatha football coach Wyatt Giroux, our weekly locker room chat presented by Carl's Body Shop, Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Also want to thank Hiawatha Implements and Amberwell Health as well. Excuse me. Well, Coach, we'll talk about Baldwin week one matchup in a moment, but the Big East, it's going to be good once again. We know this. Sabetha, Silver Lake, you look around, they can be anywhere from the top two teams in 2A entering the year. Riley County is going to be kind of a sneaky good team. Jeff West, you know, they've gone from the hunter to maybe the hunted now with what they've done, you know, in the last 12 months. But simply charged, this Big East league is going to be stacked once again.
Stacked. That's probably the best way to put it.
There we go.
I mean, 1A to 3A, I mean, it's brutal. And then you look at the districts and it's like, oh, that's a Big East team. That's, you know, top one, top two, top three. Yeah, I mean, Riley County is going to be sneaky good. You said Silver Lake, you said Sabetha. I mean, the kids at Nema Hall, they know what to do is to win. Atchison is going to be fast. They're going to have a lot of kids. They win some games. And Jeff West, we just got the rankings, and I was surprised they weren't ranked.
Yeah, multiple coaches have said that.
And, yeah, I mean.
A little shocked.
So, it must be nice to watch film and coach your kids up. And yeah, it's our district is really tough. Our league's really tough. We got some really good coaches. They've done a great job, and they're really nice guys, and they work hard. And yeah, it's top to bottom. It's a gauntlet, and I think our kids know that. That's why I'm just saying focus week by week, just to try to get a little bit better. And that's all we can control. So
yeah, you'll see your first Big East League opponent in week two at Perry LeCompton, but you go to Baldwin this week to kick off the season. You know, they won five games a year ago, and it's certainly worth noting that their boys basketball team won the state basketball championship a year ago in Class 4A, so they have some tradition outside of football and some very good athletes. What can you tell us about Baldwin and just kind of the expectations for Friday night?
Yeah, I also went to wrestling regionals or whatever you call it, and they have some pretty good wrestlers too. They got a good athletic program there and a nice weight room and a lot of kids. I think they might be the biggest 3A team in the state, but school in the state. But they're good. I mean, they're big, they're fast, they're athletic. Their quarterback looks good. He goes to a bunch of camps. He's a player. I mean, they got a 6'6" tight end. They got some good guys, and it's gonna be a good matchup.
Well, what do you want to see from your team specifically? I feel like the theme for week one with all of our area coaches, yeah, we're going to do our scout. We're going to see what the opposition is going to do, but week one's about us. What do you want to see specifically with your team, considering the youth and maybe some inexperience in some areas? Just what do you and your coaches want to see regardless of the outcome on Friday night?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we've just been focusing on again, like what we can control, our attitude and effort, like ball security, mental penalties, alignment, assignment, technique. That's really what we've been preaching, because you don't really get a lot of film, if any, on your week one opponent, because a lot of people don't share Jamboree films, and some people don't share like out of league films, but we just been telling them to focus on what they can control in alignment, assignment, technique, and just go out there and do our best.
There it is, Wyatt Giroux, Hiawatha football coach. The 26th season starts Friday night at Baldwin. Catch it on the Hiawatha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, can't thank you enough for the time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
I appreciate it. Thank you.